This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Smoke could be seen rising over the Khartoum skyline early Sunday as fighting continued in the Sudanese capital. Residents said sounds of fighting could still be heard in parts of the city despite the extension of a ceasefire between the country's two top generals. Hundreds have been killed in the fighting and thousands have fled the country. A UNICEF official in Sudan warned on Sunday over 600,000 children were at risk of acute malnutrition as the internal power struggle continues.
The bombardments, the conflict, the insecurity in which humanitarian workers are trying to get supplies, get services to people. We've had humanitarian workers be under attack as well, with some deaths along the way. So the conditions are extremely, extremely, extremely dangerous.
Jill Lowler, UNICEF's chief of field operations in Sudan, told Sky News before the crisis over 15 million people needed humanitarian assistance, including 8 million children. Media reports in India say 11 people have died and 4 are hospitalized after a gas leak in northern Punjab state. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Police told the Press Trust of India news agency the incident occurred Sunday at an industrial area in a city, but the source of the gas leak is still unclear. India's National Disaster Response Force sealed off the densely populated area and evacuated residents. Authorities are trying to ascertain the type of gas in the leak. State's chief minister said the leak came from a factory but did not provide more details. He tweeted that all possible help is being provided. Tom McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday he was quote-unquote confident an agreement can be reached over his government's controversial judicial overhaul plan. Netanyahu said during a cabinet meeting in Jerusalem his administration was working, quote, to resolve this debate through negotiations. He was forced to delay the plan after it triggered unprecedented street protests and a spiraling domestic crisis. It remains a question whether an agreement can be reached in the coming weeks after a tumultuous period in which positions only appeared to have hardened. A huge fire erupted in Moscow annexed Crimea after a suspected drone attack hit an oil depot as fighting intensified on the southern Ukrainian front and shelling deprived Russian border villages of power. The attacks on Saturday came one day after Kyiv said preparations for a long-awaited counteroffensive were nearly complete, having vowed to expel Russian forces from territory they seized in the east and south following their 2022 invasion. On Friday, a Russian strike on a block of flats in the central Ukrainian city of Uman killed 23 people, including a baby. Electoral authorities in Paraguay were sending out polling and balloting kits across the country on Saturday before citizens vote in presidential election Sunday. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Guarded by the army, officials loaded trucks with boxes full of ballot papers, ballot boxes, plastic voting booths, voter registers, indelible ink, certificates, and more. On a visit to his campaign team's election monitoring headquarters, center-left coalition candidate Efrain Alegra said it was essential to guarantee controls at all polling stations to ensure clean and transparent elections. Alegra will face the candidate of the ruling Colorado Party, Santiago Peña. Paraguayans will also elect 45 senators, 80 deputies, and 17 governors on Sunday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos left Manila on Sunday for a visit to the United States as he seeks to bolster ties with Washington amid growing tensions with China in the disputed South China Sea. Marcos's visit comes as the United States had called on Beijing to stop, quote, provocative and unsafe conduct in the disputed waterway after a recent near collision with a Philippine Coast Guard vessel. Marcos begins his four-day trip with a meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday at the White House. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.